Almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbarkins.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, welcome to sunny San Diego, CSUN 2018, back in the Blind Bargain Suite. This time I'm sitting down with Mr. Andrew Flatters of Humanware, who has a little bit of a raspy voice because, well, he's been talking in a booth for like 3 days straight about certain things that are coming up and shipping from Humanware. One of those things happens to be the Brilliant. So there's a new version of the Brilliant. It's out, it's available, it's shipping. What's going on with the new version of the Braille display in a 14 cell?
Well, thank you very much for letting me join JJ. Sorry, John.
No, after this many days, that's quite all right. No.
So, we have the Brilliant BI 14 Braille display. I can confirm we are now shipping. Mm-hmm. So let me just give you a quick overview, perhaps, of the product.
Sure.
So the Brilliant BI 14 has a 14 cell and, mm-hmm. Of course, has the traditional 8-dot Braille input keys.
Right.
It's comfortable typing experience. It's giving you that note-taking style experience. We have the Humanware signature thumb keys at the front for your panning experience.
Right.
And we also have built-in intelligence, allowing for our increased productivity anywhere. And what I mean by that is that we have a feature built-in with the notes, mm-hmm. which will also allow you to synchronize your notes to an iOS device using a free application called Brilliant Sync app.
Right.
Now, with that, you can input your notes using the Brilliant BI in your preferred contracted Braille, mm-hmm. and synchronize those notes to the iPhone, and they will be from Braille to text.
Okay.
So it will be shown in text on the notes application.
So real-time fast translation kind of thing
exactly,
going on.
Exactly, yeah. In fact, I had a conversation with someone who's blind and deaf using the Brilliant 14, so it was a really useful tool, you know, sort of heading towards a direction I didn't think it was heading towards.
Well, yeah, kind of walking down the path of the deafblind communicator in a way.
For sure. Yes. So, as I said, the main feature of the Brilliant BI is allowing that person to be productive, always making sure that you're connected. And that's what everyone wants nowadays.
And lightweight battery, what are we talking about?
So it is very light. It's weighing 285 grams.
Okay.
With the battery expectation of 15 to 20 hours.
Unless you're a really fast reader, then maybe that might change, right?
Well, that is actually constant use. So
Okay. I know some people who constant pan, so we'll see. We'll see. That sounds great. So that's a 2.0 charger or 3.0 for USB if you had to connect or do charging, or is it a proprietary plug?
It's USB-C charging.
Okay. All right.
Which takes you 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Micro USB.
Micro USB. Yes. Okay, so micro USB and from low to high, around 4 hours
for
a full charge.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And that's now shipping, and it's at various price points, depending on your market?
So at the moment, the price is $995.
Okay.
As for anywhere else in Europe, I'm unsure to sort of...
Right, check your local... Right,
yes,
yeah,
check your local webpage.
Yeah, most people will take that and extrapolate as they will, depending where they're going. So that's now shipping. It's working with iPhone. It's working with JAWS and Mac, I would assume. All those drivers are working okay.
Well, as the Brilliant is also used as a Braille terminal, so it's going to support, and it's supporting the iOS, our VoiceOver, your Supernova, JAWS. So all the main screen readers it is supporting.
Yeah.
But as I said, the unique feature of the Brilliant BI is the syncing capabilities.
Yeah, through that app.
Which is free off the Play Store.
And of course, since it's iOS and VoiceOver, it is VoiceOver friendly. Before you write into us, it's okay. If it's not, you definitely want to contact Humanware. But they'll know way, way sooner than that. The Braille Note Touch is still evolving. It's been, more than a year now of how it's been updated with now version 5 of the software. Can you talk a little bit about that, some of the high points?
Sure. I like to call version 5 full of inclusivity. You know, what we've done now is We've reached out to many users out there that don't prefer the Braille input method but want Braille feedback.
Right.
But is their main medium is QWERTY support, QWERTY right. input. And so now with version 5, we've now fully supporting QWERTY models.
Okay.
So you can also switch between your different keyboard layouts. So,
oh.
you know, if it's a XERTY user, you can switch between XERTY to QWERTY and all different languages that are supported in the Android system.
Right.
So the version 5, this also opens up doors to improve getting that student from grade level 1 to a grade level 2 as
right.
well.
Okay.
So they can use it for their touch typing experience as well, uh-huh. learning their touch typing, which we all encourage.
Yeah.
But they can learn contracted Braille at the same time. So as they're typing on the QWERTY keyboard, they'll be able to read on the Braille display in a contracted form.
So that way they do have that ability to grow with the product. As their skills increase, they don't necessarily have to be stuck in one form. They can move to the next form as they go. And the Braille Touch allows Braille Note Touch allows them to do that. So that's awesome, especially for education market.
For sure. And also we've introduced a one-handed mode. So very much like our predecessor Braille Note, the Apex,
yep.
which had a one-handed mode operation. We've now introduced the one-handed mode as well into the version 5.
And I think a lot of people might misunderstand that. So those who don't have motor impairment issues or those who might not have a limb displacement, that's huge for people who are in military service who might have lost a limb, for people who are having issues, who are stroke victims. That really opens up a lot of doors. So I think that's getting undersold in the social media circle, but that is a huge feature for those who've worked in rehabilitation or working with places like hospitals and medical hospitals.
Yeah, it's a real unique feature, and so the feature just involves, it's like you said, is use of one hand yeah. will allow you to do all the common commands that come with the touch on Keysoft.
Yeah.
With just using the one hand, you use your space bar then to do the action command.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've done a really good job in introducing the full QWERTY support and the one-handed mode operation.
And free update?
Again, yeah, free update as always
right.
at the www.humanware.com.
Right, yeah. Okay. So much more you can find out by going to Humanware's website, or if you need any of this contact information, again, links to the product page, you can head on over to www.blindbargains.com and then slash on over to the podcast section and find this particular note under RC Sun coverage. Andrew, it is a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by.
Pleasure also. Thank you very much.
Okay. So remember to keep it right here to hear more wonderful coverage from CSUN. And we're going to have the wonderful wrap-up show. And that's going to have all the information that we have talked about and what we thought was impressive or maybe not impressive here from sunny San Diego. And hey, that might be one of the last times I'll be able to say that. It'll be Anaheim next year. Stay tuned.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.